Blog Talk Radio.
Yat eil kohas ni lo koro eiri kel nev e koro ni hichehenan.
It's time! You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Yat eil kohas ni lo koro eiri Cal Nez e koro ni hichehenanet zito le. Aro hichehenan hichniro le. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? I mean, this is Sunday afternoon in Window Rock, Arizona, and I'm sitting here in one of the longest-running businesses that I've seen that's owned by the Navajo Nation. And I occasionally talk about the business set up on Navajos for the various different enterprises. And, you know, we have been... I came down here as a businessman about 29 years ago, and during that time, I ran into, or actually, this person that I'm going to interview, she was here then, and then she left for a time, and then now she came back, and she's been here for since then, and I just wanted to kind of get a feedback to see, you know, how the industry has changed, how that now that Quality Inn, national chain hotels has now taken over, but it's really operated and owned by the Navajo Nation Hospitality Enterprise, I believe it's called. And there's a general manager. And she tried to tell me that she should get Teresa to do it. But I said, I'm not interested in Teresa. I'm interested in Gloria because I, you know, there was a uniqueness in Gloria. A lot of people, you've seen her throughout the years. But how many of you have walked up to her, said, hi, Gloria, how are you? Any of those type of, that's the purpose of this radio interview, is that who is Gloria? I mean, does she live here somewhere in the back? Or does she, is she here 24 hours a day? What, you know? So, this is Cal Nez, and thank you for joining me. And we are broadcasting live from Window Rock, Arizona. So, and you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. So, I've got Gloria. And you see her, she's sitting right here next to me. She's got a maroon or purple t-shirt with a white logo at their restaurant. And, you know, she's really kind of, I don't know what kind of emotion she's feeling, but she's obviously bugged by something. But, but anyway... Yat e koro e, this is Cal Nez, and Gloria, koi ka niche da hunzi. Well, where are you from? Give us your clan and all of this clan, and ato nen lini don jito. You know, I want to know who Gloria is.
Good
Good afternoon. Thank you, Calvin. My name is Gloria Mitchell. I'm a Kiaani Tutsoni Ebashishtino, the other way around. I'm a Tutsoni Kiaani Ebashishtino, and I live at Fort Defiance. I'm really nervous now because I don't like interviews or anything. I started here when I was about 14. That's when it was still Motor Inn. And I would go to school down in Phoenix, come back and forth, and I ended up down in Winslow. I worked there. I ended up in Gallup, Flagstaff for a while, then down in Phoenix. And then down in Phoenix, I ended up back over here. I come back over here and work for a couple of months or years, and then I take off again. Then I come back, and it was called, and then Dinah Heflin took over, and she's the one that taught me a whole lot. I mean, she saw something in me, and she started working me and cloning me to be a shift leader, and then next thing you know, was a manager, and that's how I ended up here. I would leave and come back, and then go and come back, but from when I started here, it was really hard because there was just a lot of bosses, a lot of people. You didn't know who to listen to, and the tribe, I didn't understand the government-wise. All I know is I just wanted to make money and go. And that was it. But now it's totally different. I see the reservation really growing. The Quality Inn is growing from Motor Inn to Dine Restaurant. Now it's to Quality Inn. And I really like it because I got a lot of benefits now. I got, you know, a lot of things that I really like it here. You know, and the staff that I hire and put on, they work under me. And these kids here are awesome. I mean, they come in, they want to work. And some of them never done service industry. They're real quiet, they're shy. Give me a couple of days with them and I'm not kidding you, they bloom real fast, you know. And it's on the job training. I get them on and I find out what they're good at and I just start using them that way, you know. And you see something in each one of these kids that I put on here. Some of them are quiet, some of them aren't, but hey, they get really good at what they do and I keep them going. And we're going to add on some more buildings here, and we're trying to get, you know, stuff coming in. So the people that come in to eat, you guys are the ones that are making this get bigger and bigger. You know, our bosses, my bosses are the ones that are working real hard to get office complexes going, new motels going and stuff. I mean, I'm hired here to keep these kids going and keep them going, and people keep coming back. So we're here.
So, yeah, Kuroina, Esimistan, Helan, Aret, Navajo Nation, and all over the world, you're listening to this broadcast on the internet. And I am in Window Rock, Arizona, sitting here with a really nice meal that I just finished. I really was impressed with this. And she introduced herself, and for those that are just joining us, this is a segment on human interest. And Gloria Mitchell, who's been here, and she introduced herself, and now she is now, you are the, what's your role here? Is it like, what's your job description?
I'm the restaurant manager and the kitchen manager, and I'm jack of all trades here.
Now, you know, when you have the restaurant, and you said it was originally Motor Inn, and now it's Dine Restaurant, has the, what in terms of the standards, is there anything that you have to abide by, or whose standard is been established here in this restaurant in order for you to, is it your own standards? Is it the standard coming from the hotel industry or from the Quality Inn, or who is it the standard that you're gauging managing this restaurant?
It is a chain operated. The front desk has its rules and regulations. Because we're an enterprise here, I can work with the people. It's not where it's a chain like McDonald's, Burger King and stuff. They have to go by their guidelines. With me, I can change things around. And that's, you know, and then the general manager is the one that tells me what numbers I have to hit and what I have to do, and that's what I go after. When it was Motor Inn, it was there were so many bosses and so many times you didn't know what I was working for, you know, like we would have a lot of people come in and stuff, but they couldn't get this thing done, they couldn't get that done. I'm really happy to work here because there's a lot of changes ever since it turned over from Motor Inn to Today Restaurant. And when it turned over, I started seeing new tables, new chairs, carpet, and the ground outside and stuff. So we are growing with what we make here. So.
Yeah. So, you know, in terms of how this restaurant operates, now, it's owned by the tribe, and it's operated by a board of director, and the board of director hired a general manager, and then of course the general manager and the employees, including yourself, are who hires you? Is it you? Is it the board? Is it the Navajo Nation? I mean, it's kind of a different sort of a setup.
It's an enterprise. Yeah. Well, I can't say we're working with the tribe. I don't know the whole detail in government-wise. I really don't. All I know is we're an enterprise, and we manage ourselves here. So we hire people here, and we work with them. We don't, you know, we just, and then the general managers that are here hire me, and they tell me what to do, and I go with them. If there's a new manager that comes in and say, we're going to do it this way, we have to change it this way, that's how I'm going to have to do it. Then I have to pass it down to my staff. Right now it's working, everything's doing good, so they're really, you know, they're working with us. They don't work against us. And we have the money managers that are the ones from the Phoenix, and we have our board members that oversee all the stuff that we do here. And then the general manager and her assistants, they do the paperwork, and we just kind of take care of each other. We all under this one roof.
Yeah, well, it's really, really good to know some of the backgrounds, and because all, you know, this is all about business. It's all, the bottom line is making money. If you're not making money, you're not, you know, I mean, it comes down to that. So, you know, and that's where I'm trying to kind of just get the information out to the Navajo people everywhere, on and off the reservation. And so for all of us to understand that, you know, these enterprises, they operate somewhat a little differently, and even though that they're owned by the tribe. So, but in terms of this restaurant, tell me about how many employees there are. And it's only just one restaurant. It's called the Dene Restaurant, right?
Yes. We're Dene Restaurant. The Quality Inn has the one in Page and Kayanta and the Navajo, Arizona, the gas station, and us guys here. That's called the Dene Restaurant. So we have all these properties here that are under one, the money managers, the SAP down in Phoenix. They're the ones that kind of really help us out getting bigger and bigger. So that's how I see it. I mean, other than that, I really don't know the chain. I don't have the pyramid.
So is this restaurant independent of Quality Inn? Or is this restaurant, is this the only restaurant here, right? And then what about those other locations?
The one in Tuba City?
Tuba City
is the Hogan.
Tuba
City is the Hogan restaurant and the Quality Inn. Page is has the motel, the Quality Inn and Page, and that one has the Continental breakfast. And then Arizona's the gas station, the Navajo Arizona, the Shell gas station going to Flagstaff.
But is there a restaurant?
No, that one's just a gas station and a convenience store.
Yeah, that's what I'm just asking. Is there another Dene restaurant like this?
No.
So this is the only one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to understand. So tell us how many employees are here and shifts and all of that. Just kind of how you plan your employment or your staff here.
Well, during the winter, we can, well, the cooks, I have 30. Restaurant side, I can have about 30 to 40. During the summer, we add on a little bit more for the school students and the college students that come in, you know, because they're looking for jobs and they're giving it a try. And then it's kind of neat that they start off somewhere, because some places they really can't get their job and stuff. So they usually come back and start working here. Like right now, I got two or three of the college students back.
Mm.
So they work during the breaks and then they go back to school.
So that's the cooks. And how many servers?
Servers right now, I go on to say, this is my lowest serving I have now, is about maybe 13, 14. And they're doing pretty good hours.
What about your, is there a difference in the summertime in terms of your customer base and in the wintertime?
Yes, there is. We get tour groups in here. We get a lot of buses in here. We get a lot of tour people in here. Word of mouth, there's people that come year round. I mean, they come around every year. They heard about us. We're getting more and more people. They'll say, hey, we heard about you. We're coming back down this way. And our down in Phoenix, there's the guy. He's the one that tours people through here. He helps us out. I mean, he's our tour person. He really books a lot of rooms here and stuff. So, and he's awesome.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the menu. One thing that was very, very impressive, I just ate this thing, and I don't profess myself to be a vegetarian, but I look at health. You know, with the recent, the Health Act, you know, and then they've got this junk food, people were calling it junk food. But just curious to see how much of that you guys have incorporated, you thought about your menu, because they didn't, you know, they felt like there's a lot of stuff that was, you know, not only, I'm not talking about here, I'm just talking about across the Navajo Nation. There's a lot of curiosity about the diabetes, you know, people were having issues, and so that's why they passed this, they call it the Health Initiative Act or something like that. But people were calling it a junk food act. That's really not what it is. So it's really a healthy nation act, I think. But I ate this, and you offered this vegetarian burrito, and I really, really like that. But then you've got other menus. So who made your menu up? Is this you? Is it the board? Is it the president of the Navajo Nation? Or, you know, who made this thing?
We've been coming up with our own food. Whatever food we have in there, we try to use it in all different ways. The vegetarian burrito came out probably about 20 years ago from one of our cooks that just invented it. We made a smothered burrito just last year, and that's really a lot of food there too. And of course, Navajo taco. Our Navajo taco is different from everybody else, you know. So, I mean, it's just not the same. So everywhere you go, you hear Navajo taco, but it's always different, you know. It's not the same. We have our Navajo sandwiches, our mutton stew, our beef stews, you know, and the fry bread. And we do have low-calorie plates, but it's how you look at the menu. You can always substitute your French fries for fruit instead of your fries, or you're like, if you're gonna have bread, you know, you can have the beef and stuff by itself without the gravy. You can have a baked potato with just the sour cream, you know. There's choices on the menu. If you really look at the menu, it can be a health menu. It depends on you yourself, how you look at the menu. But everywhere you go, the menu is gonna have, you know, have all kinds of interesting food. Even with your burgers, you can, don't order the fries, you know, because beef is good, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, you know, of course, you know, I think that so in other words, you know, just like any other industry, your restaurant offers to please the customer.
Yeah.
You know, if there's, you know, they can certainly order their food to their own liking, and you'll do whatever possible to provide that. If you know, there's substitutions, you're able to make some unique calls on that. So, and that's good. You know, that's really, mm-hmm. really good customer service. So now, what do you, in terms of your your menu. You know, this is something that I think is going to be very interesting for the people to know. And by the way, you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez. And and we go all over the world, and thank you for listening. But I've got Gloria Mitchell. She is the manager of Dine Restaurant here in Window Rock, Arizona. And I'm totally, like, inconveniencing her. I can just see her that she's trying to look at making, you know, she really does manage. So, you know, which is good for the quality, you know, that we're trying to create here. So now the next thing, just a couple more questions, and then we'll go ahead and conclude this interview. And now, I'm glad that the menu is there. Of course, you've got your seating. And now, is there any way that the Navajo or the Dine restaurant would consider itself to be in competition with the, you know, the local roadside vendors, or either like over at the flea market? There's that whole setup over there with the different little, I call it for the love of them, and that's I call them Mutton Alley. But anyway, yeah. So how do you consider them a competition, or do you try to be very different in terms of how your setup is from theirs? Because, you know, because yes, they have mutton stew, you have mutton stew. They have Navajo tacos, you guys have Navajo tacos. Now, and you said, so is there any? Have you guys ever thought about that? Might they be a competition, or you try to purposely make yourself different from them?
Everywhere you go, it is competition. I mean, it's who's better, who's not better. But, you know, I mean, no. The flea market mutton stews is awesome. I mean, some of them they get up in the morning, they have their own little recipe. We have our own. The people themselves, you know, I mean, people know, like, over the flea market area, there's a person over there that does awesome sandwiches and stuff. So people know about that. They know that person, and they'll go over there and keep going over there. But a lot of people try everything out. I mean, we're always going to have, so that's why here we have to be right on our feet, you know, checking our table, making sure the floors are clean, making sure everybody's okay. You know, my job is to keep these kids out on the floor, keep my staff here working and checking and smiling and going out there. That's the main thing that brings a lot of people in here. And we gotta keep working on that on my side here, because like I said, we hire people, and some of them are scared to do things. Some of them are scared to talk to anybody, and they've never carried a tray. Some of the kids we have here never gone to a restaurant to eat. They're so used to fast foods or something like that. So we have to start them off on each plate and tell them what it's in there and how they're serving and how it should be served. So, you know, and all the restaurants here, you know, everybody tries all the restaurants, you know. So we get people to come in at lunch hour because our building is bigger. You know, a lot of places get full. Some people have specials here and there. There's always competition, but, you know, my job here is to bring them, keep coming back with the good service and everything that stays on top. So, I mean, I really don't know, you know. Yes, we have competition, but, you know, they're still trying to make money for themselves too. You know, so they have to do the best they can to keep bringing people in too. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Now, also, you know, one of the questions that you know, you keep hearing about the Navajo Technical University, or NTU, over at Crown Point. They also have, you've been hearing a lot about their culinary school. Is there any way that you're collaborating with them in terms of their cooks and all sorts of that? You know, they seem to be doing some really incredible, producing great chefs and what have you. Are you guys trying to collaborate with them?
I have one girl that finished school there, and she is working in the kitchen, but she is a local a lot of the kids that go over there, they are from all over the place. Some of them are, they're turning out to be awesome cooks, but it's really hard to get somebody in here in the kitchen because there's no places to live. There's no renting around here. So not unless they're here from Fort Defiance or Window Rock and they come to work here and they give it a shot, you know, that's where the start off is. But culinary arts students are, you know, they're the ones that make the food and they make it awesome. They're good, they're, you know, their food is totally different, you know, and if they go get hired in a restaurant and stuff, you know, like here, they can change our menu and work with us and this and that. That'd be fine, but we just haven't really had anybody come in here. I did have some college students come in here and work for like 2 months free because they had to get that point, that grade or whatever, you know. Yeah. The school told them to find a place to work and then we'll credit you for that.
Like
so that,
intern.
Yes. Yeah. So that's, you know, so I do that too, you know. They come in and we work with them. They show us some stuff that they learn and stuff. So most of them are down in Phoenix that I know of. I haven't heard anybody in Albuquerque, but some of the boys that worked here, they're down in Phoenix.
Wow. So, you know, it's like there's distance, there's travel, there's places to live that are issues for this restaurant, and just like, you know, like any other place. But I guess, you know, as long as that, you know, that you guys are fulfilling your philosophy to be able to teach some of the kids, and that they'll be able to learn that as a skill in life, and if they went to school for it, then yeah, you know, that so that you're able to give back to the community. So that's good to hear. So Gloria Mitchell, she is the manager here at the Dene restaurant. You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. And here's my last question. It's really not a question. So Gloria, can you for those that are joining us late here, could you just tell us a little bit about just your last parting words that you want to have the Navajo people, what your philosophy has been for the past, how long, 25 years, 26, 27, 28,
yes.
How many years?
I started like when I was 14 and
wow.
I got gonna, and I'm there, you know, but I don't have no education skills. What I learn is on the job training, and I perfect it and I get better at it. And I perfected this job to where I can, it comes out, you know, and I'm not good at paper, computers, or anything like that. So I won't be able to step off here and try to look for a place. I can work, you know, but it makes me grow here, you know, and the company that I work under is awesome. I mean, they take good care of, you know, and they taught me. And now that I know, later on, I have to be saving, you know, for pretty soon.
Yeah.
So, but I like it. I mean, I really like what I do here. And, you know, you guys can always come down and say hi to me and talk to me. Thank you for listening to me. I'm not a good talker.
Well, that's awesome, though, Gloria. And so what is, you know, what would your philosophy of life that you want to share with your, let's say, all your grandkids out there, sort of a thing? So imagine just saying that in a departing way. Like just like me, today a change shino a nalan shino a ko e kuro nan kino lie jo e hoto e hashin so hoto haza as a saatle. So ebeni natrigo kuro e hait obansen case to dida a chinin dal nishijo aro da ultada dat e jo e the computer generation kuro da is saatle. So just take a little bit of time and, you know, just see what you can share with us, Gloria. And it's been a real honor, and I just am very impressed that you have taken the time to be with me today and for you to share your philosophy with us and how that you are doing here, Dene Restaurant, Quality Inn in Window Rock, Arizona.
waitressing and cooking and stuff is nationwide. I mean, you can, if you conquer it here in the restaurant here, you can almost go to Albuquerque, Gallup, you know, Phoenix, and look for a restaurant job because, you know, everybody has to eat. So when you conquer your job as a server or cook or a line cook, you perfect it. You get it better. So when you transfer somewhere, they're going to say, God, you know, that person. Because I have a lot of kids down in Phoenix and Albuquerque that come back and say, I'm so glad you taught me that way, man. I stay on that floor and I watch them and I make sure, you know. So it's really neat to learn the service industry. I mean, and you end up expanding because you have to remember. You have to remember where the food goes. You have to remember this. You're constantly working and working. So you can't go to a job and think it's going to, you're just going to, you're too good for, you know, that. You just, it, you come in and you're mopping, sweeping, cleaning, you know, cleaning up tables, cleaning up everything, pre-bussing, and you'll see a lot of stuff, you know. You'll see a lot of things, but it's just, you conquer the job, and honest, you can get another job somewhere, especially here in Window Rock. I get a lot of students that I love to clone, and then they go off, and then they get their jobs there, and it makes me feel good. That's what I like. So you just keep it up.
That was Gloria Mitchell. She's the general manager. Thank you, Gloria. I appreciate that. Oh, yeah, though. You know, so it sounds to me like she's really has taken the pride in the fact that she has trained a lot, touched lives of a lot of people who are in this industry. So, so now it looks like she's ready to take off. So, thank you very much, Gloria.
Thank you. Thank you, you guys. Thank you.
Okay, so you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. So, we have, I've always wanted to interview Gloria and just kind of just basically human interest here, there, everywhere. And so, you know, it was good to interview her. And now you can say hi to her and know a little bit about more about Gloria. And I'm going to be doing that in various different parts of the Navajo Nation. And I'm headed up north, and we'll be on the road. So this is Cal Nez. You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. Kehalane.